What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller, live at the Newark Airport here in New Jersey, getting ready to fly home from, of course, a lovely 42 hours in New York. If you didn't know, I went to the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire premiere last night. Had a great time. I'm sure I'll talk about that in like a million podcasts. But just like with Afterlife, where I walked out of the theater and Tim and I got on camera to talk about it, I thought I would give you incredibly quick, probably, maybe, spoiler-free thoughts about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And so, saw it last night. Yeah, Ice-T was in my theater. Yeah, I saw McKenna Grace. No big deal. And then, you know, talked to Jen a lot about it and slept on it to come to you and talk to you a little bit about it. And what I find special, I guess, about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is that I would say it's a wonderful movie. And I mean that it's a great movie. It's really fun. I enjoyed my way through it. Of course, it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but there's a wonder to it. And I think that is both crazy and invigorating and awesome when you're talking about me, a 40-year-old man whose life is based on Ghostbusters, right? To watch a movie and really not know the dynamic and not know how they're doing it, and to see, you know, it's a family movie. And I mean that, of course, in the way of, like, I think it's geared for a younger audience for sure. And I also mean that it's like, this is a movie very much about the Spanglers, plus Gary Gruberson, Paul Rudd, living in the firehouse, working in the firehouse, being the new Ghostbusters, right? And I think that comes with family dynamics, and that comes with a more personal story than I think we may have gotten in the past with the core Ghostbusters. And I think that's really special. And, you know, I mean, Afterlife was great, obviously, for being a personal story and obviously being something, but like, it ends in such a special spot, and to start there 2 years later, right, and see what's been up with these Ghostbusters with the Spengler / Gruberson fire household. I loved that. And the movie is legitimately scary. Like, again, there's no spoilers here. Well, there's no spoilers in general. The movie's legitimately scary. Like, there's death in this, which sounds funny if you don't know much about Ghostbusters, but did we worry about who Slimer was before and things like that? And, like, did you worry about Viggo actually killing anybody in the... I didn't feel like those stakes existed. Those stakes exist in Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which makes it a scarier film, which makes it a film I need to get more invested in. I think, you know, there's so much to go on and on about. I like they have a bunch of different threads for all the different characters on what they're doing here. And it's a stacked cast, right? Because, again, you do have the original Ghostbusters. You do have the new Ghostbusters. You do have podcasts. You do have Lucky. You do have new characters introducing. And I think in some places it might be a bit much. I'll be interested to talk to the guys about it and see what they say in terms of what they liked about it, what they didn't. They haven't seen it yet, obviously. I'm talking about in review, because Ghostbusters in review is reporting next week. But there's a lot going on in it, but I enjoyed popping in. Whereas I feel like sometimes, like in Afterlife, I felt like Finn Wolfhard's character, Trevor, right? I feel like he was kind of just put on a back burner and doing his own thing, and that would intersect with the main story. I would say that's a similar thing that's happening here, but its thread's more interesting. It's more active, I'd say. What else? I think the biggest surprise for me was Kumail. And not, of course, it's not surprising that Kumail's great. We love Kumail. Kumail's been great to Kinda Funny for a long time. He's a friend of the show. But he's used so well in this movie. I think when I had done the trailer reactions and things like that, I was very much like, oh, I bet he's in this scene and that scene and he's done. It's not. He's in it way more than that, and I think he's really great in it. He got a lot of big laughs in our theater. I think the third act, if we're talking about stuff I didn't, not necessarily dislike, but like criticisms, the third act comes together pretty quickly. There's a moment I'll talk about when we do interview, just like, oh, okay, so this is gonna happen, and then we're gonna kick off we're gonna do that and keep going right here. Okay, fine. I think that's all well and good. You know, I think there was a lot of talk about the inspiration of the cartoon, or, you know, the real Ghostbusters being the inspiration, and having a whole bunch of stuff to pull from there. That's very apparent in the ghosts they're fighting, in them going out on jobs, in them being Ghostbusters. I guess that's the thing, like, you know, I loved that about real Ghostbusters, was the idea of, cool, every episode is a new job to go out on, getting some of that here, seeing what they do, seeing what Ghostbusters' daily lives would be like and stuff like that, let alone, again, layering the family dynamic on it. I think it's interesting. I think they do a good job with the old cast. You know, they're not overbearing. I think Dan Aykroyd in particular is a really good fit and a really good character progression for Ray in this one. Yeah, I think it's a wonderful movie. I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed it. I'm anxious to see it again next week before in review, so I can be on the tip top of my game when it comes to recapping. But yeah, overall, very enjoyable movie. I had a great time with it. I think on the Kind of Funny scale, I would give it a 4 out of 5. I would call it a great film. Great Ghostbusters film, I guess. Again, like, there's little things like, you know, I'm such a stickler for, I love real sets. And I feel like a few times it's very, I was very much like, okay, cool, you're on a soundstage. This isn't an actual room you're in. And like, that's a weird little thing that just pulls me out of moments of movies and stuff like that. But I think there's a lot of wonder here. I really think that really, I was watching it not wide-eyed, but I was like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, what is this? And da-da-da-da. And like, you know, I think they showed some of their cards with what they had shown in the trailers when I did reactions and international trailers and yada, yada, yada. But overall, I didn't, you know, I mean, maybe I knew where the entire, you know, where the plot points are going, but I enjoyed the ride and discovering what they were doing and the jokes they're making. And again, like, it's a weird one where it's like, I would describe it as a family movie, but it's super scary. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this won't be, I feel like Ben will see Ghostbusters 84 long before he sees this one. And again, it's a family movie, but they're making sex dungeon jokes in there. And I thought that was really refreshing and funny. And I liked what they were doing there. I think cast is great. Like, there's a lot to say. I want to spoil more of it to talk about it. But overall, I think my biggest complaint would be sets sometimes. The way it comes together pretty quick at the end. But I don't think any of that, like, detracts from the overall enjoyment of the product. Like, I think it's a feel-good movie. I mean, I think it's made for the new generation of Ghostbusters fans, which I know exists. Don't act like they don't. I saw them on Halloween. I think it's a great, you know, afterlife reset the universe in a way, right? And reset where the Ghostbusters were at and what it is. And so to jump back in here, I think this is a great launch pad for what comes next, or maybe nothing comes next. And it's just a fun film that is a fun film to show the Ghostbusters being the Ghostbusters in New York City again. So I had a great time. I can't wait to see it again. I definitely can't wait to see what Tim thinks about Mei Ling. I want to know what Tim thinks about it. I would predict that I think Tim is going to like it. I think knowing how in reviews past, Tim wasn't like wowed by the Ghostbusters, I think this could be his favorite one. I think Nick's going to enjoy it, but like 84 more. I think Andy will probably sleep through. He won't even remember he has to go in and review this one. He won't even be on the show probably, but I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, coming to Ghostbusters in review, youtube.com/kindoffunny. Of course, the Kind of Funny in Review podcast feed. And until next time, no, it's been my pleasure to serve you.